MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, January 6, 2026. The local congressional race is getting another contender, and Beverly Mayer is starting his seventh term. Cloudy, mid-30s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 1:10 p.m. State House reporter Christian Wade writes that a 36-year-old Salem veterinarian is the latest Democrat to jump into the wide-open race for the 6th Congressional District in next year's midterm election. Mariah Lancaster, a former federal worker and congressional aide, announced Monday that she is seeking the Democratic Party's nomination to run for the North Shore region's congressional seat in November's elections. Lancaster, a political newcomer, stressed her previous work for the U.S. State Department, combating environmental crime and corruption around the globe, and later as a congressional staffer for Democratic lawmakers, gaining expertise in federal policy and advancing progressive priorities. Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News, the city of Beverly swore in Mayor Mike Cahill and other winners in November's municipal election during an inauguration ceremony at Beverly High School Monday afternoon. The day marked the start of Cahill's seventh term as mayor, which is also the position's first four-year term following recent changes to the city's charter. More news after this break.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Hey there. It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on msonewsports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at msonewsports.com.
In the most recent episode of the Salem Compass, Mayor Dominic Pangallo sits down with former Salem Mayor and current Lieutenant Governor of Massachusetts, Kim Driscoll, to talk about issues that affect both state and local communities. Driscoll was asked if she is still enjoying her job as she begins her fourth year as Lieutenant Governor.
Grateful every day to be able to get to work in the State House alongside Governor Healey. Feel like we've built a really strong team, and over the last 3 years, we've certainly put a lot of points on the board, whether it was starting out cutting taxes, especially for working families, really focusing in on housing. We've got close to 100,000 units either constructed, in the pipeline, under construction, and that's such a dire need in all parts of the Commonwealth. We were able to help with healthcare costs by doing things like capping copays and deductibles for the first time, and we're really focused on growth. We know that we need a strong economy, especially when we've got, I'd say, a lot of noise coming out of Washington that's not always good for our eds and meds. We're going to continue to lean in, support our strong economic sectors, whether that's life sciences, AI, working in places like the defense sector, advanced manufacturing, really strong footholds, robotics that we already have here in Massachusetts. And then on the education front, like so key, we're the number one state for education, number one state for healthcare, number one state for a strong innovation economy. We want to continue to lean in to support our schools, whether that's our K-12, I know important to you and so many other mayors and local officials, or making our public higher ed, facilities more accessible by having free community college and reduced public higher ed tuitions. We think that's really important when we think about being in a state that has such a strong innovation economy, making sure folks have access to those credentials that can help ensure they have strong economic mobility is key. So yeah, still having fun, working hard on a number of fronts, and know we've got still work to do.
That's Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll. And the Marblehead Current reports that Marblehead's public schools need to cut about $1.7 million to reach a level-funded budget for fiscal year 2027. The town's finance committee has directed all departments to prepare level-funded budgets for approval at town meeting in May. After consulting with 5 school principals and other administrators, Assistant Superintendent of Finance Mike Pfifferling and Superintendent John Robideau were able to identify efficiencies that will bring the budget gap down to about $879,000. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell in North Shore Sports, the Swampscott boys basketball team is now 6-0, following last night's 63-55 win over Lynn Tech. Teddy O'Neill led the Big Blue with 29 points. Masconomet beat Marblehead 58-55 in overtime, behind a 22-point effort from Jimmy Farrell. And West Beverly over Danvers 80-36. The Panthers are now 5-1, and Salem posted a 64-57 win over Gloucester. The Gloucester girls' hoop team got into the win column for the first time this season with a 57-21 win over Salem last night. Endicott College men's basketball high scoring graduate forward Marcus Montagnino of Gloucester earned the league's Player of the Week award this past week. This is his 7th career Player of the Week award. Celtics beat the Bulls 115-101. Up next, the Nuggets come to Boston for a game tomorrow night. The Bruins off last night play the Kraken in Seattle tonight. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.